From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting ahead of President Donald Trump's decision to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Tehran Monday of covering up a secret nuclear weapons program.
First, Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program. 100,000 secret files prove that they lied. Second, even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use. Third, Iran lied again in 2015 when it didn't come clean to the IAEA as required by the nuclear deal. And finally, the Iran deal is based on lies.
He displayed what he described as an Israeli intelligence coup, copies of documents, charts, blueprints, photos, and videos documenting the Iranian nuclear program. President Trump, who must decide on sanctions by May 12, Monday, said he watched some of the prime minister's remarks.
That is just not an acceptable situation. And I've been saying that's happening. They're not sitting back idly. They're setting off missiles, which they say are for television purposes. I don't think so. So we'll see what happens. I'm not telling you what I'm doing, but a lot of people think they know. And on or before the 12th, we'll make a decision.
The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salahi, said Monday, Iran is capable of returning to enriching uranium further than in the past. Iran's foreign minister called the accusations old. The International Committee of the Red Cross Monday said 10 aid workers who disappeared last week in South Sudan had been freed Monday. The South Sudanese nationals were kidnapped when their convoy was intercepted in the southwest near the town of Yei. This was the second such reduction of aid workers in less than a month. This is VOA News. President Donald